French, for instance, love the cock.
You're tuned into The Wire.
Keeping on the media theme now, how can we try and save our media industry? In recent weeks, there has been talk of a mega merger, as I discussed in that interview, between RNZ, TVNZ and Māori TV. It comes on the heels of the Commerce Commission last year rejecting NZME's plans to merge with stuff.co.nz. So would a big hybrid like this solve all of the government's problems? I spoke with media commentator Duncan Gree from The Spin-Off and started by asking him to explain what this merger would actually involve.
I think it's something that has been talked about with varying degrees of seriousness for a long time. It's basically been that there are people for whom NZBC should never have been broken up. That was the original sin. And, you know, so it's not like, in some ways, it's not a new idea. It's just gained additional currency, I think, particularly through Hal Crawford, head of news at News 7, and Michael Anderson, the CEO of MediaWorks. Both come from Australia, so both kind of effectively parachuted into this market and gone, damn, it's quite weird that the government, A, owns so many different entities, and B, the biggest commercial player of them all in the media. And they have, I think it's one of those things where there can be weird things in a market that can sort of persist in peacetime, and no one really pays them much attention because everyone's making money and you know, can get by day to day. And it's only those structural issues only really come to the fore when people stop. And I think MediaWorks is feeling the pain in a quite profound way, and as is everybody. You know, TVNZ is going to lose $17 million according to its own board. You know, NZME has got $100 million debt. Stuff can't be bought. So this is like a, you know, Sky's off 8% today, you know, in a couple of hours on the market based on it thinks are good results. So, you know, there's this general feeling of doom about the media, and this is sort of seen as one thing which is politically saleable and potentially would, for various reasons, sort of help some of these media companies who are struggling, just buy them a bit of breathing room and time.
So if this actually does become a reality, what does New Zealand media look like in a decade, for example?
I mean, a decade's insane. Come on, Stuart.
Further.
call it 5 years.
Okay.
You might see have this reconstituted in NZBC, which is very strong digitally, taking its lead from TVNZ and sort of merging the sort of audio, video, text outputs of TVNZ, RNZ, and Māori TV into one sort of quite robust platform and associated apps. So it has better infrastructure around it for distribution. There are economies of scale that comes with that. RNZ's news gathering operation, which is one of the best in the country, if not the best, could sort of help infect and work with those other organisations, and you know, hopefully there's, you know, the understanding of Te Ao Māori that Māori Television has can sort of help those other organisations, both of which have at times struggled in that area, to fulfill their obligations under utility. And the other big part of the sort of thesis is TVNZ1 is made non-commercial, then you suck out, you know, call it 150 to 170 million in advertising revenue, which some of it will go to Google and Facebook, some of it won't be spent, but a big chunk of it will naturally go to other New Zealand domiciled players. And that is the thing that everyone's counting on, is that we're all sort of, you know, all of the stuff we're dealing with as an industry is, you know, like nothing that 10 to 15 to 20% more revenue couldn't solve. And I think that is the, and it doesn't solve it, actually. It just provides some relief, which allows you to design a sort of a business fit for purpose for the future. And yeah, so you might see, yeah, I think we'll still have linear TV in 5 years' time. We'll still absolutely have radio, But I think you'll just have a much more... But I also think that we will have a media environment where there has been more consolidation. I don't think that... You know, obviously, I think I'm on record as saying I think the Commerce Commission's decision to deny the mergers of Sky and Vodafone, and particularly NZME stuff, was a mistake, and we're seeing the fruits of that now. But I think there will be some more consolidation because it's too fragmented a market for all these different entities to survive.
Right. So if it's such a good idea, then why does it kind of feel like it's probably not going to happen? I mean, we've had the Commerce Commission deny mergers, but the thought of a sort of three-way merger just seems, it doesn't actually seem that like it's that likely at this stage. Why is that?
I mean, I don't know how unlikely it is. I mean, the government, I think, is clearly going to do